Exercise 5. One way to boost one's status through intelligence-indicating products is to rent the intelligence of others. Typically, this has involved hiring craftsmen of very rare, very high intelligence to create custom works of exquisite complexity and novelty. For example, medieval Muslim rulers, priests, and traders competed for status partly by commissioning architecture with very complex, abstract ornamentation, especially giri, geometric star and polygon patterns. There was apparently a runaway competition in the complexity of giri design, such that by the 15th century AD, Muslim master builders were constructing almost perfect quasi-crystalline Penrose tiling patterns. These patterns were so complex and required such intelligence to design that they were not rediscovered in European mathematics until the 1970s by Roger Penrose. Complicated, inventive, custom products bring status to the purchaser, because the bell curve of intelligence guarantees that in any given culture, the genius required to design such products is rare, is in great demand, and hence is very expensive. The wealthy have always recognized the value of commissioning works from the greatest geniuses they can patronize.